When I was 12, I became anorexic because of the constant teasing I got about my weight. Most of the teasing I got was from my family. They even made up catchy little songs about how fat I was. I'm 17 now, 98 pounds, and have attempted suicide twice. The first time I got about halfway through slipping one wrist, and then I got queasy at the sight of my own blood and passed out. When I came to the bleeding had stopped, I hadn't even pierced a main vein. The second time, I downed a bottle of aspirin and a vodka chaser to go along with it. But I got caught while doing this and my mom rushed me to the hospital. When they released me from the hospital, they sent me to a madhouse. For the first 2 weeks I was there, I didn't eat anything, and every day they would strap me down and give me shots for misbehaving. I was there a total of 6 weeks, during which I was raped repeatedly by one of the guards. That's how I lost my virginity. He said he'd kill me if I told anyone, and I believed him. My life is ruined. I have had a stutter speech problem since I was about 6. I was teased all through primary school up until high school, when the constant teasing slowed up a little bit. I used to just get home from school and cry. The best I can do is live with it and try my best not to think about it. Meeting new people is very embarrassing, especially girls. I have built up a lot of anger from when the other kids used to tease me at school, and I take it out on things and people like my dad. I can't help it, I just get out of control, causing massive arguments. I wake up each morning not wanting to get out of bed, wishing it was nighttime so I could sleep again, shut the world out for another few hours. A sexless marriage, a shitty job, a 17-year daughter, plus grandchild living at home. I have a decent house, not rich but comfortable, and most days I hate life. And I realized that love is just a light to protect you from being alone. I'm sure my wife is having an affair. We haven't had sex in so long I've forgotten. The excuse of, it's not you, it's me, has worn thin and points to the fact that I'm a worthless middle-aged loser. I know I need help, but the usual drugs don't help. Their side effects are as bad as the depression. My dad died in March of lung and colon cancer. My mom is a bipolar, paranoid, anxiety-ridden bitch. When I'm at home, all she does is ask me, did I kill your father? We live in this shitty trailer, in a decent park, I guess. Mostly old ladies live here, since my dad died here on SSI. So when I turn 18, my mom loses my check, and I'm worried what will happen to her and me. My boyfriend spends all his fucking time on my computer when he's here working on his website. And when we're at his house, he does the same plus plays video games all day. I feel that the only way I can get my BF to spend time with me when we're together and not on the bloody computer is if we have sex. And it's not like he is sex crazed, oh no. Lately, all I can do is just give him oral sex and stop. If I try to kiss his neck or be affectionate, he tells me to stop or that it annoys me. I'm depressed most of the time and have no friends anymore. The ones I did have either moved, turned against me, or my BF doesn't like them so I can't see them. I'm in terrible debt. Can't refinance my house because of goddamn credit cards I'll be paying on until I die. Current mortgage company is constantly sending me hate mail claiming they will foreclose on my house even though I do make the payments somehow. I'm not good at my job. They keep hinting that I get another one. Can't ever answer our phone calls. Chances are it's going to be a collection agency calling or a credit card they call about 20 times a day. Never have a dime left over from a paycheck. For food it's so bad right now, can hardly take care of my kids. One is a stepchild who shows no respect for me as an adult, period. I have health problems now, but cannot continue to go to the doctor and afford to even make the $15 copay each visit in medicine. I was sent to a bunch of shitty Christian schools. I got kicked out of most, which resulted in me going to public school, which then resulted in me becoming a fucking druggie. I next got kicked out of the house at 16 and was sent one way on a bus to San Francisco to live on the streets and fend for myself, cause my dad said he wasn't gonna have some shithead punk kid living in his house. I came home after a while, got addicted to heroin, got on methadone to get off the heroin and met some junkie bitch at the methadone clinic. I got wasted on Xanax in Dallas and got arrested. The cop said I tried to hit him and I went to prison for 3 years. I just got out in January and now I drink every night since I've moved to this rainy, never stops drizzling, cloudy everyday city. I'm going out of my freaking mind. I just got out of prison after serving 2 years of living hell for DWI. I was drinking because I have chronic pain from sciatic nerve damage in my spine and can hardly walk.